This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by Browns play-by-play announcer Jim Donovan. Jimmy, welcome.
Thank you very much, Jameer.
Well, Jimmy, let's get right into it. When you look at the Redskins defense, this 3-4 defense led by London Fletcher, hometown boy, he's coming back to Cleveland, Ohio. What are you seeing from this group?
Well, in London Fletcher, you see a guy in the middle of that defense that has just made a career, and a very, very good one in the NFL, of being a guy that constantly plays like he's got a chip on his shoulder. That people doubted him all the way coming out of John Carroll, and they didn't give him a shot in the NFL because he was too small, but he is a terrific player. I think they feed off his energy. He definitely gets them lined up properly. For the Browns now, it's a secondary, though, for the Redskins that has given up a lot of yardage and given up a lot of points because they have not been really tough in the passing game. So that seems to be the opening for the Browns. If they want to throw the ball, it might be a good day to do it against Washington because that secondary has not performed all that well.
Now, offensively, we don't know if we're going to see RG3 or Kirk Cousins, but Coach mentioned throughout the whole entire week that you got to prepare for the offense. So with that being said, what are you seeing from the Redskins offense?
Well, if it is RG3, I want to give you an example. It's almost like a big, powerful college football program. And then all of a sudden, the next week, they're going to play one of the military academies who play the option read, the veer, the wishbone. And in 1 week, it's very difficult to get ready for that offense. So the thing that you have to do, if it is RG3, and something that the Giants had a real tough time doing in that Monday night win by the Redskins a couple of weeks ago, you have to find the football. Where is the football, first of all? Does the running back have it? Does he have it? Is he going to throw out of it? That's the first thing. So that takes tremendous discipline, that everybody stays in their spot. Because you saw what happens when you lose a little bit of containment last week against Kansas City, you end up giving up a big play. If you do that here on Sunday and RG3 gets his magic going, it's going to end up in your end zone. I think the Browns, even though they gave up the early, very early touchdown against Kansas City, I think that they felt, once they got into the game a little bit, that they were going to settle down and that they were going to be able to play Brady Quinn. And as long as they were tight on their assignments, they would control that running game. This is different now. This is a guy, another one of these guys, Jameer, that can take a broken play and make it a big play. Now, I don't know if he's going to take off and run if he does play a great deal on Sunday or and make a big play out of that because of his knee problem. But that is something you're going to have to beware. You can really cover them and stop a play, and yet he can make it a big play. Two keys in the game. Number one, Washington runs it really well. They average over 160 yards rushing in the game. This kid, Alfred Morris, has been a great story in the sixth round. The Browns, I think, need more room in their running game. Trent Richardson had 2 touchdowns last week, but he had a very tough 42 yards of rushing. So I think that, you know, they need to find some space in their running game, and then I think everything then will open up. Once they opened up the running game a little bit last Sunday, then the passing game flourished, and now you got something going.
Well, Jimmy, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jameer.
And Browns fans, this concludes the Cleveland Browns Report. For Jim Donovan, I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for watching.